You're right.
Not bad. I was hoping I could try and connect me microphone to the me phone, but I can't.
Well, I think it's recording as we speak.
But you should do.
Yeah, it says it is.
Well, there
So,
you go.
so I'll let you start, seeing as this subject is about Doctor Who.
You mean this coming from someone that doesn't really watch Doctor Who?
No, I used to watch it. I don't watch the new one.
I meant more me.
You've never watched it?
I've watched it a few times over the years. Mostly Christmas.
The Christmas episodes.
Well, put it this way, the last time I saw it, I think, was it Kyle who was in it? Or somebody.
Kylie was in it. That was like
10 years ago or something.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm not a big Doctor Who fan. I think we've established this. But
did you ever used to watch it in the '80s?
Oh, I watched the older repeats.
Yeah, the
one where John Pertwee was being chased by maggots.
Yeah, but what people in this day and age, what they don't realise about old episodes like that is
they were
they
done by
just
Moffat.
Well, you know, we'll get to Moffat, but what people don't realise is that they've got they just seem to think that every new TV show is given an enormously stupid big budget and that they run with it. And with Doctor Who in the 60s, the 70s and the 80s, they were on a strict budget. And if their monsters was made out of tinfoil, then they were made out of tinfoil. And they went with it. They didn't complain. You know, they did it. Well, and it was still better than the shit they've got on today.
I was going to say, I remember listening to someone on the radio and his claim to fame was being a sea monster.
Yeah, a sea devil.
Well, I know it was in the sea.
Your abbreviation of a sea monster is suggesting like there's some kind of race. They're called the sea devils.
I will bow to your superior knowledge of Doctor Who.
I've not got superior knowledge. I just remember watching Sea Devils, and I remember.
Are you sure that was Doctor Who?
Yes. It was in the.
Just let me Google.
Don't
just
she?
Let me Google.
It was in the '70s.
I'm being the factual person on this debate.
I mean, don't forget Doctor Who from the '60s. I mean, that documentary that they brought out, which was the guy who played the first Doctor, his portrayal of William Hartnell. His portrayal of William Hartnell was supposed to show how in the '60s the show was under threat from the BBC wanting to cancel it.
I so wish you could see this photo I've just found of the Sea Devil.
Well, you can always WhatsApp it me.
It looks like if there was a boy band,
right?
this would be their lineup photo.
Okay.
So just talk amongst yourself while I.
All right. Well, skip forward. So the '60s, Doctor Who came under fire. The BBC didn't think it was worth its weight in gold, and they were trying to stop it. And I'm probably going to get roasted for forgetting the names of the individuals that saved it, but by gum, they saved it. And the writers. Hmm. So don't forget the doctors, they did day after day after day after day after day. You know, they did really long runs playing the doctor. Hmm. Not like these Doctor Who's of today who do 6 months and then have 2 years off. That's just ridiculous.
The difference was back then, though, they were only doing one show.
Well, no, it was
nowadays,
one episode.
people can be doing many
Yeah, but
different shows.
Yeah, back then, though,